Campaigning has started for Montreal's municipal election. On November 2nd, Montrealers will elect the 103 people who will sit on the City Council and the 19 Borough Councils. In Montreal's last election in 2021, turnout was just 38.3%, an all-time low in recent years. Additionally, only one in five young people, that's aged 18 to 24, voted. In an effort to increase voter turnout, Elections Montreal is trying some new projects, including putting polling stations on campuses where students can vote in the district they live in from school. I'm here with Charles Goulet, the Chief Returning Officer for Elections Montreal. Charles, to get started, tell me about your role in Elections Montreal.
Yes, thank you for having me today. Charles Goulet, Assistant Returning Officer at Élections Montréal. So my job is to assist the Returning Officer of Élections Montréal at the Ville de Montréal. What we have to do, we have to organize the election in a neutral fashion, according to the Act on elections. And our job is also to promote participation and find new ways also to promote participation and as you said, hopefully increase voter turnout.
The election is set for November 2nd with advanced polling on October 26th. Before we talk about the voter perspective on this process, what does Election Day look like from your end? Bring us inside how these votes are counted.
Well, foremost, Election Day is a day of a very important day in for Montreal democracy. Montreal democracy is important every day, but Election Day is particularly a very important day. So it's the occasion for the 1.1 million voters to cast a ballot and choose their representatives at City Hall and also throughout the 19 boroughs. So in order to conduct this election, we are roughly around 13,000 poll workers on election day to make sure that the vote runs smoothly. As for tabulation, when the poll close at 8 p.m., we tabulate the result and we make sure they are online available to Montrealers through the internet and to medias.
Mm-hmm. So this year, for the first time, there will be polling stations on campuses. Seven different universities and nine CJEPs across the city will have stations, including Concordia. Why did Elections Montreal make this decision this year?
Oh, there are many reasons. When we first look at voter turnout in Montreal last general election, 2021, it stopped at 38%. So that was the second general election where we noticed a decrease of voter turnout. That's, I think, one excellent reason. But if we look more specifically at turnout among young voters, for instance, voters from between 18 and 24 years old, voter turnout stopped at 21%. And it's even lower in some boroughs. So if voter turnout was low in general population, 38%, among young voters, I think we could say it was really low. So we looked very closely at different measures, and one measure is student voting. So we think that by bringing the polling station closer to young voters, that would be a great measure. So making voting more easy. For instance, at Concordia University, so we will have two voting places on Monday, October 27th. The next day also on Tuesday, October 28th, and also on Wednesday, October 29th, and we will be welcoming Montrealers, a very important to mention. So a student at Concordia or a Canadian citizen registered and vote on the Montreal voters list, and obviously Montrealers also, and welcome them to vote at the student voting.
Can you tell me a bit more about the statistics relating to low voter turnout among young people specifically?
We do have statistics on that. As I mentioned previously, voting among turnout among young people between 18 and 24 years stopped at 21%. So this is very low. This is very low. In some boroughs, it's a little bit higher. In other boroughs, it's lower.
And you also mentioned Montreal's voter list or registering to vote. What do people have to do before the election to make sure they can step into that booth and vote?
Very, very important point. Unless federal election, every voters who want to vote on election day or at the student polling station will have to be registered on the voters list at the latest on October 16th. So in order to be able to vote at student voters voting place, every voters have to be registered by October 16th. It could be done online starting tomorrow, and or otherwise it could be done at the Board of Revision between October 11th and October 16th.
When someone does step into the voting booth, tell me what the ballot looks like. Break down that process.
Yeah, very, very interesting question. The fact that we're going and we're going to in at Concordia University, and we want to make sure to welcome students, voters from anywhere in Montreal. So, for instance, a student at Concordia University may live in Anjou, another one may live in MDG, another one may live in Verdun. So what we will be doing is that for each voters, we will print out the ballots specific to his or her districts. So this is something new, and we believe this is what needed to be done in order to make sure that everyone who comes to the polling station would be able to vote. And so it's a new process. We will be printing out the specific ballots for every voters that come and vote at the student voting polling station. So what it will be look like? It will look a little bit like traditional ballots that you will see in another voting place. Something specific this year, also something new. We will add the photo of each candidate on the ballot, and the ballot will look like a sheet. It will be folded. So let's say if you live in Ville-Marie, we'll give you your two ballots, so you'll be able to vote for city mayor. And also a council, city council. If you live in another district where you have three ballots, we will print out the three ballots. If you live in another borough where you have four ballots, we will print out the four ballots for voters.
Yeah, there's a lot of effort going into making it easier for students to vote in their district from campus, which is interesting. And then the ballots, you mentioned the pictures, maybe to make the decision clearer for people voting. What about information around who to vote for? I know it hasn't been Election Montreal's role exactly to inform voters on specific candidates and party platforms and issues that might concern them because you're nonpartisan. But this year, what do you recommend for people searching for information to help them make those decisions?
Yeah, well, a great question. Actually, maybe it is a little bit a role actually in this election. So in 2025, we'll have another pilot project. So this pilot project allows us to provide voters with a short profile of every candidate. And your listeners can go on election with a S elections dot Montreal dot CA, and they can already look at the profiles of each candidates. It is online, and voters can look at them, compare them. That would be a great way. And obviously, there are several other means. But as for Élections Montréal, we've been very active this year to come up with new ideas. New ideas. Student voting is one. Photo on ballots is another one. And also putting online profiles of candidates is another important measure.
So, with three new pilot projects total this year, are you optimistic you will increase voter turnout?
Our objective is that as many voters as possible vote at the election. That's our objectives. I remember very, very well my courses at Concordia University as a political science student, and every time we talked or study turnout in class with our professors, I mean we could easily and quickly conclude that turnout is based on many factors. The factors Élections Montréal can contribute or have an impact on, I think it does a lot of work this year. We hope that as many voters as possible come to the polling stations in 2025.
Thanks again, Charles, for taking some time for campus and community radio. Is there anything else you want to add I haven't asked you about today?
Thank you for your interest in the Montreal election. Élections Montréal is hiring poll workers. So I said previously that we have to hire roughly 13,000 poll workers. So if your listeners are interested, visit our website, apply to work at the election, or even come in and meet us. So we'll be on September 30th from 11 to 2 p.m. on the Loyola campus, and also October 8th from 11 to 2 p.m. In the hall of the EV building at Concordia. So come and see us, and let's have a chat on the upcoming election.
Thanks again. That's Charles Goulet, Chief Returning Officer for Elections Montreal. Once again, the election is on November 2nd, with advance polling starting on October 26th.